At 6 o'clock. Hello. Hello, everybody. And welcome to the Village of River Forest Special Committee of the Whole meeting. It's Monday, February 13th at 6 o'clock. I ask the clerk to take the roll call.
Trustee Bachner.
Here.
Gillis.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Johnson.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Edusi.
Here. Okay. Is there any public comments for this meeting? We'll move on to the discussion of the fiscal year 24 to 28. 5 year capital. Matt?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to share this plan. First off, I just want to thank all of the directors and staff for helping put together this presentation, especially Director McAdams and Assistant Director Boyer. They stepped up and did a lot more work for the CIP than is usual due to all the transition, and it was a big help to me, so thank you very much for that. We will hop right into it. So just a brief overview, this is a presentation that I'm sure you're used to doing. We revisit the five-year capital plan each year. This is just a kind of proposal. There's no formal action tonight. The adoption of the budget in a few months will incorporate what the proposals are, depending on the feedback from the board tonight. So if there's any additions or changes that you have tonight, we can incorporate that and make changes and share those with the board in advance of that budget adoption in April. And one thing to keep in mind, all of these items, or almost every item that is proposed in this budget or this plan, will take formal approval by the board, because capital plans, most of the purchases are well above $20,000, and obviously we need to come back before the village board. Just an overview for vocabulary that we'll be referring to for the throughout the plan. I'll skip over this for now, but if you have any questions or if I'm speaking in any inside baseball, please let me know. We divide the plan into six different categories, from buildings to IT, just to make it a little more palatable. And we'll start with buildings and improvements. This first top line item is Village Hall improvements. This is just an overview of the different categories. We'll go into the breakdown by project next. So the big ticket item here is improvement to the apparatus bay roof. The village did a study a few years ago and have made kind of patchwork improvements to the roof. This is, I believe, the last outstanding roof improvement over the firehouse. It's badly needed. Also an improvement to the door here. I think we've all had frustrations working with the ADA door here. We want to make it accessible for the public, so that has been deferred over this year, but we want to make sure to get that into the plan for 2024. The second floor improvements is a reference to the perimeter offices. Back in 2018, there was renovations to the second floor, and a lot of the internal offices, the cubicles, were upgraded with standing desks and new furniture, but there was a phase two that was never implemented to upgrade the perimeter offices with new filing cabinets, new desks, standing desks, and things like that. Public Works Garage, salt storage shed has been a project that's been deferred at least 1 year. It's badly needed. We want to make sure to keep our salt in one place without running off and over the rest of the site, because as Brian Scoves acknowledged, he loves to see this project. Another project that will come up later is a upgrade to the parking lot back there, which is also needed because it's been getting beaten up pretty bad by the equipment and also the vehicles. First off, we'll start with police vehicles. There's three squad cars that are up for replacement this coming year. We try to rotate squad cars on a three-year schedule. A lot of mileage gets put on these vehicles, and we don't want them to go out of commission. So there are three squads that are due for replacement this year. Any questions so far? Run through this really quickly. So for the fire department, there are no vehicles slated for replacement in 2024, but I do want to point out a concept that was included in the plan. Chief Gartner came up with this idea that to add something new to the proposal, so I'm going to ask him to come up and explain that proposal now.
Good evening, everybody. So currently we have one vehicle, which is our reserve engine, pumping engine, which is slated to be replaced in 2026. But currently, the same issue we're having with most of our vehicles is it's a two-year turnaround from the time you order to receive it. So what I'm looking to try to do to stay on our rotation would order the vehicle this coming fiscal year so we could receive it in 2026. One of the concepts that I've been looking at since I've been here a year now and kind of analyzing how we respond is going to a Quint type unit, which is basically a combination ladder truck and engine. This would sell the current ladder truck. We would trade in the current reserve engine. Those funds would be used to put towards the Quint. Presently, a new Quint is about $1.5 million. New ladder truck, today's cost would be, if we were to replace the ladder truck today, is over $2 million. We could reduce our cost of the new vehicle and function, in my opinion, more efficiently and safely with combining everything into one unit. It'll still have a 100-foot aerial. It'll just have a single axle, so it'll have the maneuverability of a engine like we have now, and we'll still have the reach with the 100-foot aerial. So that's the concept that I'm proposing tonight. I think, again, it'll be much more efficient in an operation than what we've been currently running. Anybody has any questions? Sure, Katie.
About the two-year lag in mm-hmm. being able to receive.
Right.
We're locked into the price when we order it?
Correct.
And do we pay that price when we order it, or do we pay upon receipt?
On receipt, yeah.
Okay.
On delivery.
Okay. What do you think about the timing of selling the two items that you're planning on getting rid of and ordering the one, the Quint?
Yeah, we wouldn't do that till we were getting close to our delivery date. We would just function the way we're functioning right now until then. We would time that out. And presently, the ladder truck, I think we would get a very good price for that because of towns that can't wait for those 2 years right now because they're having mechanical failures or those type of things. So I think we could take advantage of that as well and get a better price than what we would normally get. Sure, Lisa.
Can you say, like to be more efficient? Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, currently we run one firefighter paramedic on the ladder truck, which safety-wise is not a very good idea. Maneuvering that truck by yourself, about an 80,000-pound vehicle going down the street with one set of eyes. When it does pull up on a scene of a fall, it's basically doing right now is getting that firefighter to the scene of the fire instead of him being on the engine or the Quint that I'm proposing. He basically parks that ladder truck and then goes and helps the guys on the engine, because with the manpower that we have, when getting a hand line in operation and cooking to a hydrant, all those type of things, we need that guy to be with the guys on the engine, get all the work that's got to get done to deploy a hose line. One guy on a ladder truck right now, he can't perform all the necessary functions to put that truck into service by himself. So that truck wouldn't go into service till later on in the operation. Hence, we're getting mutual aid. We're getting a truck from Forest Park, mutual aid. That truck usually ends up, when it arrives on the scene, actually does the truck work. Our truck is just basically parked off to the side the way we're operating right now.
Forest Park truck, a Quint.
It's a Quint as well.
It is. Okay.
Yes.
That was going to be one of my questions is, do most fire and EMS groups have a Quince or?
Yeah, most do now. Oak Park doesn't. Our Oak Park's is a straight truck. There's no pump on it. It can't pump any water. It has to be fed water from an engine. But anybody else in the area has Quince.
Okay. And then in terms of maneuverability, are there any issues with that with River Forest because we have a
It actually longer. Improves our maneuverability. The truck we have right now to maneuver, it's a dual axle, a lot bigger, heavier. So to get, it's a lot harder to get into tighter spots than what we would with this Quint. I believe there is a picture of it in the CIP. So, okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Chief.
Moving on to the public works vehicles, there's quite a few vehicles that are up for replacement. You'll note that the asterisk on the presentation shows that certain vehicles have been deferred in the past, and I'll give credit to staff throughout the packet. I noticed that a lot of work has been done to defer until things are absolutely necessary, and that's kind of something that we try to do because we don't want to overwhelm the budget as long as we can have vehicles that work and equipment that works. So the public works vehicles, two of these vehicles are for approval tonight at the village board meeting. We talked a little bit about supply chain and getting ahead of that. So dump truck 41 and 44 are up for approval tonight. And earlier question, those will also, payment would be due upon receipt. We try to avoid paying up anything up front that we aren't going to see for 2 years. Don't think that's a good practice.
Yeah, there was actually a question for the fire truck I had that I forgot.
Sure.
So the cost of, you know, these are 79, you know, up to 100, whatever, that's 1.5 million. Do we pay 1.5 million all at once? Or but it's
moving on to equipment. Starting off with, actually this is all three departments, equipment shown here. We'll move down. Police department, the first is a license plate reader. I believe this is referencing our license plate reader. This was deferred from 2023. A few other equipment, radios and cameras. Street camera optimization that you see here is that phase three, the north side of town, we just approved, or the village board just approved in December, the phase two expansion. This was work to continue covering the northern portion of town. That is about, and then body-worn cameras was discussed at the Safety Act presentation. This is a mandate from the state by July 1st, 2025. But so we want to be ahead of that. We know there's going to be a lot of demand for it. All the departments across the state need to do it. So this has been on the radar for some time, and we will look to make that. fire department, breathing apparatus. Then we just have $50,000 for planning for electric vehicle charging stations. We're in the midst of the study currently. They've been making site visits. So this is just with the expectation of when those findings come back sometime in fiscal year 24 that we'll be able to act.
And those are already in some discussion, right, with Gary.
I'd like to touch on something that Jeff mentioned. There's a few other items that are coming up that reference plans that we don't know the exact costs yet, but we want to have something in there as a placeholder, so it's not a complete surprise when we come back to the village board with
right.
a larger number, hopefully smaller number, depends on what that project is. But we try to get these on the capital plan just so that when that conversation comes in for that, at least there's some money set aside for it. And maybe we defer other items depending on how important they are. But that's the mindset behind IT. Few of these projects have been deferred from 2023. The switch replacement is reaching its useful life actually next year, so that's 8 years for the network switch replacement. Software upgrades, that planning contribution is a reference to not a specific purchase, but a few years ago, the capital plan started including this contribution to prepare for when the village staff wants to go out and get a new enterprise system to replace its existing system. We haven't done any of the full planning for that yet, but we've been having this contribution in here to prepare for when that comes, because those systems can be quite expensive, depending. And a few other minor items, laser fiches are document retention software that we keep a lot of our building records and everything digitally so that we can respond to FOIAs and reference older. So our version is a little outdated, so that's what this money is for. But we've gotten some recent training on it to kind of see what the capabilities are. That'll come back before the board when we decide to make. And we have a line item here for a PC replacement. $125,000 is quite a big number. That includes replacements, PC replacements for squad cars for the police department as well. That's been planned for a few years. We have tried to defer replacements until they're really necessary, but we'd like to have, especially for the police department, that implementation would be easier. And that last item is reference to the boardroom AV system. We've gotten some quotes for some improvements there, including a new monitor and also better Zoom integration to make it a little easier on.
Yeah, quick question
sure.
about the computers. Do our computers all for your warranties? Are you replacing them accordingly?
Correct. Yes, that is the idea. I'm not sure that they all are for. And I think most of the recent laptops that we've gotten since COVID have been free, but I would have to check on that. Thank you. these programs are continuing programs that are existing at, I'm pretty sure, the same funding level for street patching is kind of minor improvements to the street where we don't believe that resurfacing is necessary. Full resurfacing is necessary, and then also our 50-50 sidewalk. And we've been spending about this amount the last few years. Alley improvement program. This is referencing to the new alleys. All the alley work will be done in fiscal year 23. And this is money that's set aside to maintain the new green alleys. Parking lot improvements. The Public Works Garage parking lot that I referenced earlier, that's been deferred, but that is to repave the lot over. Street improvement program. For this year, we have 5 streets scheduled to be resurfaced under the SIP, and an estimated cost of $650,000. Go to the next slide. Now I'm going to skip to the Rebuild Illinois project. That was some of the new funding that we received. This will also go towards additional roadway resurfacing. We are still looking to, we're still finalizing what numbers those will be. That money needs to be spent by July 2025. And there are specific projects that can be allocated to, but it needs to be separate from the other.
Pat, before you go.
Sure.
Question. I didn't see anything regarding our street lighting. Is there anywhere in the plan for that, or how often do you look, or how often does the staff look at the street lighting? All of it. Pole replacement light, and then, of course, what comes up every now and then is the lighting adequate?
And the reason why I'm asking that, to Reza's point, is we do have residents who have mentioned to us over the years that they want more lighting on the streets, but they don't want it to get into, you know, like cover a part of the lighting in the village. And so if you're going to each pole,
one up by, is it Chicago, and one that's up somewhere, there's a shield
on our light.
Couple.
Did someone shimmy that up there?
I was hoping you guys did. All right.
Can I go back?
One project I want to highlight on this page at the bottom is the traffic control installations. That is a new addition to the CIP. This is in response to the that were made a few months ago in reference to the north corner of town. So this would be to make installations permanent, to remove those orange and white barriers and put in the cul-de-sac or a right turn, and depending on what the changes were. This number will go up before the budget. We were talking as staff that we are currently kicking off the village-wide traffic study, so we realized that there might be some implementation needed once that study is done. We don't know that for sure because the study is not completed, but we wanted to prepare in case those changes need to be made in fiscal 24. The intent is to raise that to $300,000. But this quote specifically is in reference to the current temporary installations. This is a reference to our water and sewer projects. A lot of these items are kind of just a continued maintenance of the system. You'll notice that the figures will be each year depending on use. The stormwater master plan, that's a figure that's been in there to as a placeholder for improvements. We are due to have a presentation with the village board in the coming meetings to discuss the stormwater master plan. There's quite a hefty price tag on certain solutions, so staff needs to make recommendations to the village board, and we can kind of fine-tune what that number looks like, different options, whether it's other of our subsidy programs or just smaller scale improvements to address the stormwater. These are kind of continuation of maintenance and our existing subsidy programs. I believe these have all been the same amounts that we've done in recent years based on this is just an overview of what the total costs would be broken down by different funding sources 5 years through 2028. And this is a list of the vehicles that have been deferred. As we sat down with department heads and looked at what items were due up in 2024, quite a few have been pushed back because of their condition, that we can get a few more years out of them, and we hope to continue. And the same goes for equipment. These considerations I kind of touched on, that there will be changes over time. Obviously, it's been a volatile pricing environment for a lot of these projects, and we'll try to keep our projections up to date if each year that we bring them back. Obviously, the village board will see those final purchase figures and quotes and bids when they come forward, but we will try to plan accordingly. The point of this is really to help us set aside funds years in advance to make these necessary improvements, and so that there won't be any surprises. And if there's any other ideas or questions that the village board has, we're happy to talk about them now. The budget will be adopted in April, so there's still a couple months of time for any questions or ideas that the board may have, and we're welcome to take those on anytime. I know it's a dense packet of materials, but we're happy to talk about those and discuss them when we get to the budget as well, because we know these kind of dominate, big ticket items kind of dominate the budget. And any other projects that we think of or come up based on emergencies or just us considering other ongoing projects will be shared with the village board. There's some costs upcoming about the River Trail that we just discovered a few days ago, in reference to some of the design work. That's an example. So we'll share those figures with the board during those budget discussions so that we're not trying to sneak anything in past from what this version that you all got last week was. The same goes for the stormwater plan and the traffic installations. Questions?
No, first I think, first thank you, Matt, and congratulations on doing a great job first time out. And thank you to the staff for helping Matt and the team out. I think this addresses all the high-level issues and equipment and work that we need to do in the village, whether it's in fire, police, public works, or just general administration like technology, which is so important. You know, we think of technology like this, but it's actually a lot of the software and maintenance and all the things that are behind this equipment. And so just, you know, last several years, we've done quite a bit, whether it's with the water AMI, the water implementation, which I think has been a good success within the community, and just automating our customer, you know, our front desk, which has been great. So I don't see any glaring issue, like we're missing something here. I think we're on track on all the things that I think we've done in the past, and we're just going to continue to make sure that our equipment and the people that use our equipment have the you know, the right equipment at the right time. So any, I get it, and I think it's great. Thank you. Okay, is there any other questions for Matt or the team?
Taking it easy.
Well, yeah, we'll take a little break, and thank you so much for the presentation and the work. Thanks. So it's, Yep. If I can get a motion to adjourn the committee of the whole meeting.
Motion. Move to adjourn.
Okay, thanks.
Second.
Trustee Gillis.
Yes.
Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Johnson.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
Trustee Bob.